Welcome to I Don't Need That Yet, the podcast where we explore the journey of families navigating the delicate balance of caring for a loved one who needs support. I'm your host, Lisa, a seasoned nurse with over 20 years of experience specializing in elder care and caregiving. Through my years of practice, I've witnessed the challenges, the triumphs, and poignant moments that come with supporting aging loved ones. In each episode, we'll dive into candid conversations with experts, caregivers, and families, shedding light on the complexities of aging, the healthcare system, and the emotional journey of caregiving. Whether you're facing difficult decisions about long-term care options, advice on navigating healthcare bureaucracies, or simply looking for a supportive community to lean on, I Don't Need That Yet is here to provide insight, empathy, and practical guidance. Join me as we embark on this compassionate journey together, because even if we think we don't need it yet, understanding and preparing for the challenges of caregiving can make all the difference when the time comes. Thank you for tuning in to I Don't Need That Yet, and let's navigate this journey of care and caregiving with compassion and grace. Let's talk about one other issue, and that is overestimating the decision-making of someone with impaired cognition. It's quite often that individuals who have cognitive impairment, dementia, memory loss, whatever the level of diagnosis, that the family member, especially if it's a child, but could be a spouse as well, continues to treat them at the level that they were prior to the cognitive change and impairment. And the problem with this is that is like giving your five-year-old your car keys and asking them to park your car in the garage. Would you ever do that? Would that ever even cross your mind? Are you laughing as I'm telling you this story, thinking how ludicrous it would be to do such a thing? And yet, that is one of the biggest challenges that I see with families when it comes to making decisions. They are overestimating the decision-making abilities of their loved one. So how do you navigate this change? Well, it's a tough one to navigate if you're really honest with yourself. You look at that parent or that spouse and you remember the person that they were. The disease process that they are dealing with or illness is changing and in many ways forever altering their ability and skill to make decisions. And the fact that you are expecting them in their cognitive state to make these decisions isn't any more fair than expecting them to not be any different. So what do you do? Well, you're going to slowly lead them to what in the back of their brain somewhere they already know. So they're not no longer capable, just like a five-year-old was never capable to park your brand new car in the garage, ever. Notice I added that brand new car. So let's talk about in another episode or maybe in another segment about how you can handle that. Because I hear people right now in the audience's minds going, yeah, but I don't know how to convince them. Well, there's another mistake. You're not going to be able to convince someone who doesn't even realize or recall that they have cognitive or memory impairment. Therefore, the best thing to do is to join them where they are and lead them to where they need to be. We can talk about this in a future episode in a little more detail. But my best advice to you is to simply lead them to where they go and know that they may not like the entire journey, but you're looking for their well-being and you're going to get them there safely. And in doing that, you're going to give them the overall best outcome possible, which is a really big deal. So I congratulate you now.
Whether you're a caregiver, a family member, or simply curious about aging and care, I Don't Need That Yet is the podcast for you, where you can be informed, uplifted, and empowered. Subscribe to I Don't Need That Yet on your favorite podcast platform and join us on this journey of care and caregiving today.